It is Tuesday, March 12, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, controversial hogs and not-so-controversial pigs. Jacqueline Froelich reports on the tumult surrounding a proposed hog farm operation near the Buffalo River. And Ozark Literacy nears the end of their pigsibition project that has a couple dozen giant pigs leaping all over Fayetteville.
Plus, the United Way of Northwest Arkansas welcomes hundreds of volunteers to do work tomorrow. And James Galway talks about his upcoming performance at Walton Arts Center and the snack he uses to relax when on a world tour.
But first, Medicaid expansion is one of the big questions of this legislative session in Little Rock, and it has yet to be answered. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman told reporters lawmakers are still weighing the issue in light of news they received 2 weeks ago that the state could opt to use federal money that would have gone to a Medicaid expansion to give the same people private health coverage. Westerman says lawmakers have yet to come up with a solid proposal, but they're working on something that might require co-payments or premiums.
I think there's some creative things we can do there that can provide good assistance to those who are in need of the health care benefits and do it in a cost-effective, innovative way that saves the state money, and the more people that are on the existing Medicaid system that we could get under this option would be better off down the road.
Westerman says in the meantime, lawmakers will be meeting with an independent auditor to assess the state's Medicaid system as it is currently before moving forward with a decision on expanding health coverage in the state.
Now that the Arkansas legislature has overturned the governor's vetoes of two abortion bills, lawmakers continue to discuss possible outcomes from the changes. In interviews with Talk Business Arkansas, Democratic Representative Reginald Murdoch of Marianna and Republican Representative Ann Clemmer of Benton further discussed Arkansas's 12 and 20-week bans on abortion. Murdoch says public opinion from some national news outlets have already referred to the state's actions as embarrassing.
The New York Post or New York Times maybe they put out a piece that talked about, what happened in Arkansas was shameful, that we're going to be in litigation and that it's going to be overturned and that, you know, that we're wasting taxpayer dollars. That's their view on it, as well as many others that think that we probably went down a road that's not legally correct anyway.
Clemmer disagrees. She says legal challenges are expected, but passage of the bans was a great victory.
This issue, more than any other, shows the real cultural divide in this country. But I mean, when I'm in Saline County, I mean, it's people are hugging me, coming up to me, crying, thanking me for running this bill. I mean, it is different, but we are not like the rest of the world, and I think this bill makes a statement.
Clemmer says there have been conflicting federal court rulings on 20-week abortion bans in Idaho and Arizona, and it may be time to revisit the Roe versus Wade decision by the Supreme Court. We'll have more from that conversation tomorrow on Ozarks at Large.
If you see smoke tomorrow in North Fayetteville, there's likely no cause for alarm. The city's Parks and Recreation Department will be conducting controlled burns near Lake Fayetteville. Parks Maintenance Superintendent Byron Humphrey says that the two burns near the lake are scheduled for two different reasons.
One is a prairie restoration area. It's a project that we've been doing for about 4 years now, where we're converting, I would say maybe restoring an area back to native prairie. And so we're using the control burns as a measure to control some of the invasive plants out there. And then the second burn is on the Lake Fayetteville Dam. And that's just to control vegetation as part of the requirements to upkeep the dam.
Humphrey says while the burns are being conducted, the asphalt and nature trails at the lake will be closed because of their close proximity to the burn area. He says for the burn to take place, weather conditions such as wind direction and humidity have to be taken into account. If conditions aren't favorable tomorrow morning, the burn will be rescheduled.
Three of Arkansas's four largest metro areas saw double-digit gains in numbers of homes sold during January. That's according to the latest Arkansas home sales report by the City Wire. Home sales in the state rose nearly 15% when compared to sales numbers for January 2012. Home sales rose nearly 26% in central Arkansas, nearly 25% in the Jonesboro area, and just more than 7% in northwest Arkansas. Meanwhile, home sales were down for the month by nearly 20% in the Fort Smith metro area, with the average sale price diving 11%. The latest data shows a continuing trend, at least for the month of January. In the past 3 years, home sales have grown in each of the Northwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas, and Jonesboro areas, while home sales have declined for the last 3 years in the Fort Smith metro area.
a longtime economics professor at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, has died. 67-year-old Joseph A. Ziegler passed away Saturday in Fayetteville. He was a professor of economics for 40 years at the Walton College of Business. He joined the University of Arkansas faculty in 1973 after 2 years at Clemson in South Carolina. He served as chair of the UA's Department of Economics from 1987 to 2009. A time period that was marked by a dramatic increase in the department's domestic and international reputation. For information regarding funeral and memorial arrangements, you can visit newswire.uark.edu.
Just as a reminder, the Fayetteville City Council tonight will hold a public input session regarding the design of the planned parking deck for the downtown entertainment district. The input session will be held following the City Council's 4:30 agenda session at the City Administration Building on Mountain Street. The city's parking deck team and project design contractors will present different design options for public comment and discussion.
Mostly clear tonight, still winter. Lows will be in the mid-20s in northwest Arkansas, around 30 tonight for a low for much of the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs from the lower to mid-50s across the region. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower to mid-30s.
We'll be right back.